a lot of people that come into the museum think that Camp Ellis was a prisoner of war camp, and that seems to be a big deal. But it really wasn't a prisoner of war camp as far as what was intended. Yeah, they didn't intend to have prisoners of war at all as they started Camp Ellis. So December 7, 1941, when Pearl Harbor happened, that put Camp Ellis on the front burner. They decided to develop it very quickly.
One of the things that is astounding, I think, is how big this place was. When they look at it now, and it's a small town, agricultural area as it is, but during that year, late years of World War II, it was huge.
There was little in the state of Illinois that was as large as Camp Ellis. One of the things that I tell people that they're pretty amazed to hear is that after it was built, it was the second largest city in Illinois. Only Chicago was larger than Camp Ellis during 1943, 4, and 5.
So how many folks approximately were here during its heyday?
There probably weren't more than about 100,000 people here during normal days.
At one time?
Right, at one right. time. For instance, what I tell people, you're sitting in Ipava right now, and if we would go out 6 miles and draw a 6 mile radius circle around us, inside that circle today, there might be 500 people, but I doubt it. In terms of population, it's a small area. But if you'd been sitting right here in 1943 on dedication day of Camp Ellis, and you consider that same 6 mile radius circle, there were probably close to 250,000 people in that circle that day.
It's gone now. It's all but a few vestige buildings. I mean, what's left?
There's very little left there now. When they built the camp, not only were the people there, but they built 2,200 buildings in 13 months. All of that material had to be hauled in by the railroad. Semis didn't really exist at that time like we know them today.
Why should we recall this now that it's back to its original state, farmland and open area?
When I have groups of people here, I like to kind of refer to Tom Brokaw, and he called it the greatest generation. And the more I look at it, the more I think he was right, but he was wrong. It was even more than the greatest generation. Camp Ellis was built. It was done here in Fulton County in west central Illinois. But at the same time, there were Air Force bases and Army bases and Navy bases built all around our country. At the same time that we were, if you've ever read the Manhattan Project, which is about the atomic bomb, all of that took place at the same time Camp Ellis was taking place. Mm-hmm. Rosie the Riveter, all of those things that happened, all of the machinery that was produced was just a phenomenal thing. It would be very difficult to do it again. And I think that's the thing that is most important about remembering about Camp Ellis, what it did, what it was like. You have to put together all the other things that happened around the country. And brought an end to World War II. And that was pretty important.